Again, that one right there was Luge. Definitely check out the band. I really like that record. As you can see, don't really know what genre to classify that. It's kind of, I don't know. It's like some punk and then post-punk, but then there's a bit of like, I don't even know what that last track was. Like, what was that riff? I don't know. It's catchy. It's in my head. Check out Luge and the album. I love it here. I live here. Yeah. Going to be playing now, switching it up. Going to be playing two tracks off an album that also came out mid last year. These ones are a little more sweet. I've played the band before. They go by the name Feeble Little Horses. The album I'm going to be playing from is called Girl with Fish. I'm going to be playing two songs. I'm going to be playing one of the singles, Tin Man, which I played on here before, and then another deeper cut that I've been kind of like taking to recently. It goes by the name Paces. To start us off, here's Tin Man.
Watch me all day long. I gotta go,
That one again right there, that was Feeble Little Horses, the two tracks I played, Tin Man and then Into Paces. Check the rest of the album out, Girl with Fish, super, super great. I can play, but there's a few songs that I want to play, but I just keep picking the other ones around it. Definitely check out the songs like Pocket, which has like an awesome like kind of transition in the middle that catches me off guard every time, even though I've listened to the record so many times. Going to be sticking in kind of like this fuzzy, lo-fi, like hypnagogic pop by playing a Canadian artist. They go by the name Cindy Lee. They just released a new album. It's their seventh studio album, Diamond Jubilee. I hadn't really heard about them before, and then this album started blowing up on Rate Your Music, and then I believe Cindy Lee just performed here in Vancouver at Redgate last week with an artist I really like, and I've played a lot, Free Play Angel. I unfortunately didn't go. Have a big case of regret. But I didn't hear this record, to be fair, until this weekend, and I listened to it, and it's fantastic. It's a double album. You can only listen to it on YouTube, I believe. There might be another site, but YouTube's the way to do it. Definitely check it out. Cindy Lee, Diamond Jubilee. Gonna be playing one of my favorite songs off of it. It goes by the name Kingdom Come.
Thank you. Greetings, netizens. Join us every Tuesday evening from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific for Bitcoover FM, featuring the best in chiptune, video game soundtracks, synthesized music, history of electronic instruments, and more, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. We'll see you in the virtual plaza, and remember to synthesize with nostalgia.
Yeah, definitely tune in. Tuesdays, 8 p.m., Bitcoover. I'm a huge fan of chiptune myself, you know, play Crystal Castles a ton on here. Outside of that, definitely check it out. I love video game soundtracks. One of the ones that I heard recently, let me see, my friend recommended it to me. I'm going to see if I can find it. I believe it. This is the game. I haven't played it, but the soundtrack is so fantastic. The game is called Lisa. Haven't played the game again, can't swear by it, but the soundtrack, definitely check it out. Bitcoover, we'll be playing that for you. Maybe they'll play Lisa this week. I don't know. Probably not, but you should check it out on your own time. Going to be switching it up after that last track. I hope you liked Cindy Lee. That track was my favorite. I definitely recommend the album's a double album, so get some nice pair of headphones or get your speakers set and then just kind of lay there and like let it overwhelm you. It's really dreamy and hypnagogic. Definitely fantastic. Going to be playing a song now that is featuring somebody that I haven't heard from in a long time. They go by the name Kate Pearson of the B-52s. I don't know if you guys know the B-52s. I'm a fan. The track I'm playing, though, is by a band called Pylon Reenactment Society, just featuring Kate Pearson, and the track is called Fix It. Again, that track right there, Fix It by Pylon Reenactment Society, featuring Kate Pearson. Definitely check out the rest of the record. It goes by the name Magnet Factory. I also just heard this recently. This was on our playlist, and I'm glad I found it. That song was sweet. Especially love that switch, like around the 3-minute mark, where it goes from the first bit to, I guess, like the, I'm not too sure. I'm not very good at describing it, which is crazy, because here I am on the radio. But enough of that. I promise you some aggressive tracks to finish it off. For album of the day, last week, I guess, had two classic albums. They're pretty popular albums, especially one of them. One of them is a Nirvana album, my personal favorite Nirvana album, In Utero. I'm going to be playing my favorite track from that one, Scentless Apprentice. And then I'm going to be keeping it real heavy and like letting you go with something kind of like probably dark, but it honestly wakes me up. The song kind of gives me energy despite the fact that it is really dark. It's some Nine Inch Nails, the song Mystery Self-Destruct off the Downward Spiral. But you know what? What a way to leave you off. I can't believe I'm picking this, but you know what? I'm going to do it. Stay tuned. 3 p.m., typically Tuesdays. You know how it is. I'm going to be tuning in, but that's enough of me. Hope you're going to tune in next week. Hope this doesn't turn you off tuning in next week. And yeah, have a great week.